And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer with Patricia Gentile, Fighting the Good Fight, the podcast. I love that name. And it really is such a great name. And the NewEnglandTaxRelief.com website. Welcome back. Okay, so let's go back to the gig workers.
So this, it started to be used by the IRS as a way to classify and discuss the gig workers, like you said, Ubers, based on the car ride. Was it DoorDash, based upon the delivery? This came up because of COVID, as a result of COVID. They had to identify those types of workers in order to say, yes, you are getting compensated by the gig or by the job. And it was food delivery, not just DoorDash. It was, Instacart.
Instacart and Uber Eats and all of that. Yeah.
Right. And the rides that were happening.
And can I say, and I'm very proud to say that I have never, ever used Instacart, DoorDash, Uber Eats. I just think it is, personally, I think it's a waste of money. And I had a friend whose daughter, I almost went nuts, was staying at my house and used the credit card to get Instacart to CVS. CVS is literally right up the street from where I live. And she couldn't get her sorry little self to CVS and had to go to Instacart. I just think it's so silly and stupid. Do you not care about your individual dollar, how hard you work for your money, to spend it on something so frivolous and stupid when you're capable of going yourself to pick up food? I just find that. Now, I understand my elderly friends use Instacart, and I get that. Now, she was a shopper up until she had her lung disease, and now she schleps her oxygen, so it's not that easy for her to go around anymore. But she loves shopping, so it's not like she's doing it, you know, to be lazy. She just can't physically do it anymore. They're elderly. They can't do it. They're in their late 80s. And I understand Instacart is perfect for them. Perfect. And they don't mind paying for the services. But everyone else, I'm sorry. I just think it's...
Plus, you're getting good exercise if you walk, or just even get in your car, drive, park, and have to walk in and walk around. But yes, there's benefits definitely to people who are homebound, or they're limited.
Yes. No. And I'm glad.
How they can move around. But this no tax on tips is for employees receiving a W-2, independent contractors that are receiving 1099s, and gig workers who are also receiving 1099s, but they're earning their income not by being independently contract for long terms. They're doing short gigs. And what this is doing is, this is a great deduction. And here we are coming into the end of summer and Labor Day, and any of the college students who are working these jobs, and professionals who are working in the tourist areas, like, you know, the Hamptons or Cape Cod, the Cape. They're making, this is where they really get their money, their tips. They're making a lot of money. This is a deduction of up to $25,000 for qualified tips. And the key here is, what is a qualified tip? And a qualified tip is a tip, a cash tip, any cash tip, whether it's written in on the person's debit card on the receipt, or they give you cash, received by an individual in an occupation that is customarily and regularly received tips. So the IRS is going to produce a published list of those occupations, the Secretary of the Treasury, actually, and within 90 days of enactment, an enactment of this was the 4th of July this year. And the I want to mention that, for example, golf memberships. If you're in a club and you have a dining room membership, not just greens fees, et cetera, but there's also a dining room membership. When you're in there, there's a possibility that the gratuity or the tip is already a percentage, is already written in the bill, and it says, you know, we've added, you know, 12% gratuity. You did not, as a customer, voluntarily provide a cash tip. So that can't be included as a tip for income purposes.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Wow, that's really fascinating.
Right, because it is a cash tip that's been voluntarily received by the individual from you.
Now, I have to ask you, which is totally a different subject, but okay. I'm curious. I live in the North End, as you all know, and there are several of the bakeries and a couple of pizza places that it's cash only. You do not get a receipt. Cash only. I cannot even imagine the nightmare the IRS has with those stores.
So a couple of things are going on there. Number one, they really don't want to pay the fees because now everybody is using card more than cash. I forgot the percentage, but I was actually representing a restaurant a handful of years ago. It was, matter of fact, right around just before COVID, or early on, 19 into 2019, 2020, for Massachusetts Department of Revenue meals tax audit. And this is where both the federal IRS and your states, those are the type of what they call cash businesses, restaurants, hair salons, yeah, spas, et cetera.
We're almost out of time, but I want to talk about that. I just think it's fascinating. I want to know more about that. Next time you're on, we'll spend a good amount of time on that. We are almost out of time with Patricia Gentile. Fighting the Good Fight is her podcast, which is a great podcast. And you can find it wherever you find your podcast. And she also has a website called NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. Thank you so much, Patricia Gentile. Always great information, and always we need more.
Thank you,
Frankie. We'll be back in just a moment. It's Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.